Sorry. Good morning. My name is Helmed, and this is Mind the Gap, and it's a comedy show. Whatever you do or say on this show will remain well, will be counted as a joke and will not be held against you in the court of law, assuming we still have those. Welcome to Mind the Gap, and I'm here until the hour of 10 or 10:30. We are going to have, today's show is going to have several more like hiccups, and they are, you know, they're actually important. Those are important hiccups. They are not important, to comedy, but when it comes to informing you, the general public, of what is going on in the country, it's just as equally important. Because today, the High Court convenes on the on the Fish Road case to decide how they are going to go forward, which again it's my favorite conundrum. It seems to me like the way that our laws are structured, or let me just say, it reminds me of my family law lecturers. Something my family law lecturer liked to say, that in law there's nothing. In law, it's not, nothing is black and white in law. It's always in the gray area. So that means every time you ask a lawyer a question about how something works, prepare to hear words like, but, however, in other words, given the circumstance, it's not carved in stones, and some kind of nonsense like that. So everything is in a gray area. Taking you back to the 2024 presidential national assembly elections, which was covered in detail, even though some people, John Akuta, are complaining that it was not covered properly. Well, we're complaining about the long queues. Like, what else do you want us to do? We're also complaining about people not being prepared. Well, I made fun of ECN to the point where I ruffled some feathers on social media. And it's, I really pissed off one lady, like one lady. That was really pissed off. And it turns out now she's just, she seems to be a huge fan of my she seems to be a huge fan of my content. She's just liking and commenting. I think she now gets the gist of what I do. If you come to me with a serious comments, I'm just going to keep laughing until you understand that I'm here for comedy. Now, moving on. Conundrum number one. 27th of November, it's sunset. The queues at the polling station are still longer than the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. So, the president and ECN comes together with presidential legal advisor, attorney general. Okay, how do we proceed here? Every Namibian has the right to vote. We have been telling them that your vote, your choice, go out there and vote for your leaders, public representative, democracy, blah, blah, blah. And all kinds of, political and legal jargon. So they come together, then they decide, okay, now, Mr. President, I imagine the attorney general going, Mr. President, ECN, from the look of things, I like to picture Honorable Brathalisa was also there, since he's representing them. But anyway. Now, this is the 27th of November 2024. They are now asking themselves questions like, how should they proceed? The question was, if we extend the voting date, we'll be breaking this law. Because, according to the law as it is now, we don't have the power to extend the voting date. Okay? Now, if we don't extend the voting dates, are you familiar with the international media criticism of violating people's right to exercise their democratic-like rights, a.k.a. voting? It's just one of them. So, how do you like to proceed, Mr. President? And Top Notch was like, you know what? We are not depriving people's rights to vote. Even the good book says that the Sabbath was made for men, not men for the Sabbath. Whatever the heck that means is still one heck of a debate in the Christian community. But anyway, that's like the Christian example that I can think of. Going on in the president's head at the time. Like, okay, so do I break the law by giving my people's right to vote? Or do I obey the law by depriving my people the right to vote? So Bro decided, you know what, we're going to have to break the law and give everyone the right to vote here, because one way or another, well, you know, I see us in court. Picture that conundrum as something that the state in the Fisher Road case is basically facing right now. And the thing is, according to the way that the Namibian law, basically and all laws across the planet laid out, especially for those of you that don't know a guy who knows a guy, it's not fair to let you benefit from how do I put this? We don't want to send a message out there that crime pays by making people reap the benefits of the proceeds of what is alleged or proven to have been more like a something acquired from a criminal activity. Case in point, everything that was acquired from either directly or indirectly from the Fisherot the Fisherot activities basically was acquired through criminal means. So everything was put on ice, aka frozen. So the owners of these things cannot benefit from them. Otherwise, we'll be sending a message out there that crime pays, and it seems like it pays. Yeah, sometimes, with blood, sometimes with money, depending on how things go. If a heist goes well, you're good. If a heist doesn't go well, you are in a courtroom defining what an invoice is. Now, here's the thing. The question, the question today is, the question today in the High Court has to do with Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution, the administration of justice. You know, the whole thing of fair trial and, fair trial, everyone is equal before the law. We know how, what type of nonsense that is. At least you and I who doesn't know a guy, you and I who do not know a guy who knows a guy, we know very well that that's just a lot of, how do I put this in a way that is more politically correct? It's a lot of nonsense. Now, the question here, the state in the previous, coming together, in that case, in the Fisher Road case, the judge asked one question. Some of the accused here seem to be too broke to afford a lawyer. So now, what do we do? Do we give them access to some of their frozen assets so that they can, melt it and turn some of it to money so they can afford legal counsel? Because that is their right to be afforded proper. Well, guilty though they may be in the eyes of the society, the law has not made a ruling yet. It's annoying, I know. Now, the very same law that we are using to hold them behind bars and we are using to looking forward to prosecuting them is the very same law again that says, assumed innocent until proven guilty. We both know, that's for people who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. But if you don't know a guy, you are just thrown in there, you're assumed guilty until you're proven innocent. Then they let you go. But anyway, let's stick to the assumed innocent until proven guilty. And also, the same law affords them the right to, to be given a fair trial. A trial that has the right representative. Now, let me point out the conundrum. Not giving them the right representative defeats the purpose of the law we will be using to prosecute them. Because if the part of the law that says they have the right to, you know, they have the right to a fair trial is violated by the people that are prosecuting them, then it doesn't make, you know, the entire constitution doesn't make sense. I know, it's nuts, right? So the state then have to decide, okay, now do, do we give them access to the proceeds of their questionable criminal activities? Or the alleged questionable criminal activities? Or do we prosecute them without, you know, proper, you know, defense? I don't know if that makes sense, but that's basically what the Supreme Court, I mean, not the Supreme Court, that's what the High Court is going to be dealing with. But let's take a quick break and then we'll continue on the other side. You are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heavy nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko berewa. Nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. So I was just, there are two things to expect in, today, this morning, that is the interruption of the Mind the Gap show, that is to basically bring you the information regarding the how the Fish Road case is going to proceed, because the trial have to start, but some of the accused don't have the defense yet, and the state have to come back to basically the judge and inform the judge on on the way forward. The judge pointed out in the previous hearing that the proceeding must the prosecution must start, but then some of the accused are having representative issues. So the state then was given a task of trying to figure out a way, trying to navigate the navigate the issue basically try to see if they can, if the some of the accused that don't have representation, if they can be given access to some of their assets to liquidate it so they can afford a representation. Of which the state kept saying, well, it's going to be tricky, but the judge was very adamant on, we have got to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have got to move.
Mm-hmm.
That was HD. It's the second interruption of today. That is, he has an interview that is with Velvicha University in 11 minutes.
Yeah, quite fitting, actually. It will be about the new law faculty. So it will fit today's topic of conversation.
Believe me, you could not have picked the best day. Yeah. So they are introducing a new law faculty.
Yes, they are introducing a new law faculty, so
mm-hmm.
We'll have the deputy dean in here in a few minutes to come join us to explain a bit more about what the faculty consists of, how people can apply, and so on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe in a few years they'll produce people that will be involved in such cases that we're going to steam after.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are one of those people that want to venture into the legal discipline, if that's something that you're passionate about or something that you're looking forward to studying, whether you are in high school or you have just graduated or just, on any level, if they do take a postgraduate or, and also let me, how to put this, different levels or qualifications that they offer is something that we'll basically be looking forward to be hearing from them during this interview, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All that good information will be provided by Professor Marvin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, in a few minutes, we'll hear from him on exactly how to apply, what courses and whatnot they have, and the reasons for them actually starting this new law faculty at Velvicea University.
Okay. Fasten your seatbelt, lawyers, or more like future lawyers, fasten your seatbelt because, well, more information, for a while, I think if you look at our country, it's a fairly new, it's a fairly young country. We got our independence in 1990, and for a while, mm-hmm. The University of Namibia and Polytech, now NUST, these were just a very few high institutions, choices of high institutions you had. But now they seem to be this rise in different high institutions that are competing with seemingly the big guys in all kinds of courses.
Yeah. No, it's definitely growth in that sector that we're seeing. So there's more than one or two options now that people can get their education from. So I think it's a sign of growth.
Yeah.
Sign of growth and independence, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it's a move in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a move in the right direction when you have more than one option to basically, feather your studies in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the information that we are looking forward to. And that is also to put in mind that, which is why I pointed out earlier that you could not have picked the right date, because after this interview, then we move to the, to the proceeding of the Fishrod, of the Fishrod case.
Yeah, your favorite case.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite case. Because our National Assembly and presidential election challenge case,
mm-hmm.
Which is in two different courts, the electoral court is hearing more like also put on hold the National Assembly aspect of the case, and the Supreme Court is hearing the presidential election challenge, and the High Court is hearing now the Fishrod case.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at it, what you see is we have a lot of cases, especially all of which are high profile going on, and which more like it's a very good thing, because I feel like movies have sort of like gave a lot of wrong information to people about how the legal discipline works. The whole objection, my lord, blah blah,
I object, your honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and then you find out that in Namibia we don't use a jury system. That's
yeah, and here we say things like my lord, and I didn't know that before the red line thing.
Oh, my lord.
That we say my lord every 5 seconds. Very interesting.
Every 5 seconds. Yeah, you're right. I feel like it was
my lord, my lord, my lord. I didn't say that, my lord.
It's
like a Harry Potter movie or something.
Not just that. The comedian part of me started thinking this is more like butt kissing than law. Because, look, my lord, it's like every 5 seconds. You're right.
Yeah.
My lord.
So what? Yeah, what
if it pleases my lord?
What happens if you don't refer to the judge as my lord?
Maybe you piss the guy off and he doesn't side with you.
So even if you just say sir, or even, let's say, call him by his or her last name,
mm-hmm.
will that be going against the code of conduct in the courtroom or what?
I'm not sure if you just go, Mr. Oh no, but I think, well, because now if you look at it from the red line case,
mm-hmm.
I think it was advocate Breathalyzer who kept saying,
who was
at some point referred to as Mr. Then he was like advocate. I was like, uh-oh, titles are serious in this place.
Apparently.
Titles are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be fair, well, bro spent the whole time, sleepless nights studying for it.
Yeah, but not for to be called, what is his title, advocate?
Advocate.
Yeah, not to be called advocate or whatever. I mean, his pay is the same whether he's called advocate or not.
I think at this point it's more of a swag thing, really.
Maybe. I'm going to start calling you Advocate Helmut.
No.
My Lord Helmut.
My Lord. And I mean, who even came up with these things? My Lord? Really? I think it's all coming from where we adopted the laws from, you know, the Dutch, the Romans gave it to the Dutch gave it to South Africa, you know, shoved it down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this discipline of law is an interesting one, it's a very interesting one because, help especially those of us that are on the African continent compare what we are adopting versus what we have. Because if you look at how things operate on a traditional court level and the way things are operate on a civil court level,
mm-hmm.
you begin to see that especially in marriages, a lot of people like to get married in civil courts rather than in traditional ones because...
mm-hmm.
And this is also one very interesting discussion because if you look at things like inheritance, for example, civil cases, especially civil courts are more both parties. They are more equal to some degree because traditional ones are more based on who is a man and who is a woman and whole matriarchy and all those things. It also depends on which tradition you're talking about because it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah. So but, wait, I have a question. Which court system is the one where everyone has to wear those wigs?
Oh, I think that's more English.
That English?
Uh-huh. And our legal system is to some degree Dutch and English.
So
it's a combination of both. But you see that a lot in Supreme Court level cases.
Even here?
They
wear the wigs here?
I'm not sure if they wear those ones here, but I think so. But why do they wear them? I still have no idea.
Yeah, no, some things are just funny. Imagine you're wearing such a wig and then you're calling the person my lord. Are we in a serious court? Are we like reenacting a play here, like Shakespearean times or something?
Yeah, that's a perfect example. And also, one way of looking at it is, why blonde though? Couldn't we? Because
back then they were all blonde, Mas. Or white, blonde, white, whatever that color is.
Have you seen a blonde hair on a black skin?
My point exactly. So that's why I'm asking what are these rules that they follow and why do they still have to exist in 2025? Because I'm sure you can reach the same judgment without wearing that wig.
Oh, absolutely, you can. That's ridiculous. Okay. Before people start kicking me out of field attachment offices when I'm applying for one. There are a lot of things that we practice that we basically adopted because mm-hmm. if you look at all these things, especially subjects like jurisprudence,
mm-hmm.
it has more Latin than English. I think it's safe to say that there's a lot of Latin going on in there.
Yeah.
That's why if you listen to a lot of these rulings, you hear words like the onus is on this one to prove. That word still sounds funny. Sounded funny when I first heard it. It still sounds funny now. The full sentence is onus probandi, is burden of proof.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Shiwana sha Namibia. Hamberera omwaka runga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana nokwaandja gakaneka oondjimbo moshigwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoondjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, simaneka karunga lya katolika Karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
And welcome back. The first part of the first part of information that we just told you that is going to be coming from Vilvicha University as they ran us through the implementation of the legal of the legal course to their high institution, and they are here with us in the studio to give us more information on that subject. HD.
Yes, as you said, today we're joined by Vilvicha University, in particular by the Deputy Dean of their new, of their brand new Faculty of Law, Professor Marvin Arawab, the Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Law, as I said, at the Vilvicha University. Professor, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm doing well, thanks.
No problem. So let's get right into why you're here today. So, if you can, please tell us, why did Vilvicha University introduce this Faculty of Law?
Okay, maybe before I come to the question, let me just talk about law in broad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, law is required invariably for every sector of society.
Mm-hmm.
From the way in which we operate in our personal households,
mm-hmm.
to how we operate within the society and various other disciplines within which we work and live. Law is required. Law determines how people behave, preservation of rights, enforcement of rights, responsibilities, and roles.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, we cannot do without the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Now, why Vilvicha took the route to establish law? As you know, Vilvicha has been known for offering health programs. Most of its programs have been in the health-related area.
Okay.
Now, because now it has become a full-fledged university, there was a need to expand its horizon and introduce other areas outside the traditional health programs. Now, obviously, there are various programs that a university can introduce, but then there was a benchmarking exercise that was done,
yes,
to determine which area requires implementation within our university.
Okay.
And we realized that when we look at the law, the demand and the supply do not speak to each other. We have got a lot of areas that require law. However, we don't have enough lawyers that are trained to take up those spaces. And therefore, mm-hmm. there was a need to go the route of establishing a law faculty and not any other faculty.
Yeah. So Vilvicha identified a problem and provided a solution to this problem.
To fill the gap between the supply and the demand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's it's exciting to hear. So can you tell us about the programs that will be offered at this faculty?
Okay, excitingly, we have got two programs that we are offering. One is the honors program and the diploma program. But let me just quickly speak about the honors program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-year honors program, and it is designed in such a way to provide the candidates with understanding regarding the complex legal courses,
okay,
as well as the technologically based courses. Remember, law is now complex, it's dynamic, and it includes other areas outside the traditional legal training.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have established our program in such a way that it does not only focus on the pure law subjects, but it provides foundational law programs or foundational law modules.
Mm-hmm.
And we also look at the legal areas that are specialized as well as technologically based courses.
Okay.
That's now the 5-year honors program. And many might ask, Why 5 years? Because across the world, law is traditionally taught over 4 years.
Yeah.
But we have realized that if we have to limit our program to the 4 years traditional program, we might not be able to cover specialized areas of the law. You might find someone that wants to specialize in telecommunications law or shipping law, marine law,
mm-hmm.
or any other banking law and so forth. So in order to cater for invariably most sectors of or most areas of the law, we have expanded our program to run over 5 years so we can cater for all possible disciplines within law. And then we have got the 2 year diploma program,
mm-hmm.
which is ideally appropriate for persons who do not want to practice law per se. They mm-hmm. don't want to become legal practitioners or legal advisors, but the work in which they are operating requires them to have a brief understanding of the law. So okay. they don't want to become lawyers per se, but just to understand various aspects. For example, if you are required to deal with dispute resolution at your workplace, you are required to chair disciplinary hearings, or you are required mm-hmm. to do risk and compliance, then it's important that you have got a basic understanding of how the law operates. So the diploma is ideal for persons who don't want to become lawyers, but mm-hmm. who require legal skills. Or alternatively, you also find people who want to study the law, but they don't meet the minimum requirements.
Okay.
So they can study the diploma 2 years and then articulate into the degree after the 2 year program has been completed.
So it's like an intro to law, like a pre-law kind of thing.
Yeah, I am hesitant to say intro to law because you can still exit after that program and okay. still perform duties or work which does not require you to become a lawyer.
Okay,
so
okay.
To a certain extent, yes, it's an intro to law,
mm-hmm.
but the program is designed in such a way that you can still exit after the 2 year program and still do compliance and other law related disciplines or work.
Okay, no, that's great. So who's eligible to apply for these programs?
Okay, so in terms of the LLB honors program, anyone who meets the minimum requirements of having 30 points in 5 subjects
mm-hmm.
with a minimum symbol of C in English.
Okay.
However, we also admit persons who might not necessarily have the 30 points, but they at least have a minimum of 25 points in 5 subjects and they are 25 years and above. So they apply through what we call mature age.
Okay.
All that they need to indicate through mature age is to indicate that they have been exposed to the legal fraternity. For example, they have been working at clerks at the court,
mm-hmm.
or they have been interpreting at the courts, or they have been assisting at the law firm. So once you apply through the mature age entry,
mm-hmm.
you just need for you to meet the requirement of being 25 years of age and above, and at least having 25 points in 5 subjects with a minimum of C in English, and in addition to that, also being exposed to the legal fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And for the diploma program, again, we are looking at 25 points in 5 subjects with a minimum symbol of C in English.
Okay.
And through the diploma program, we also admit mature age, where you at least need 22 points in 5 with a C in English, and also indication of whether you have been exposed to the legal environment for you to be able to get into the program.
Okay, no, that's great flexibility that's offered there.
Definitely.
And so are these programs available for one to study online as well?
Yeah, so what we have done is to, in order to ensure flexibility that we have just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
for people to choose between the face-to-face mode of study
yeah.
and the online mode of study. So both are full-time. So the course is offered on full-time, but the modes are different. You can
okay.
choose to study through the online mode
mm-hmm.
or the face-to-face mode. Now, the face-to-face mode requires you to attend classes physically. And the online mode, you can be sitting anywhere in the world, whether you are in the east, south, west of Namibia, or even outside the country.
Yeah.
As long as you have got internet connectivity mm-hmm. and a device with which you can use to log in, then you can study online. So the online mode is ideally good for people who are full-time employed or are involved in other activities and might not be able to come to campus physically
mm-hmm.
and attend classes physically. So yes, we have got the face-to-face as well as the online mode of study.
No, that's great. And as you emphasize, both are full-time, because I know some people think online means part-time, but it's a full-time course.
It's a full-time course. Mm-hmm. You will complete the course within the required period. It's just the mode of delivery
okay,
where
okay.
you can either choose to attend lectures through face-to-face mode
or online.
The online mode.
Yeah.
And I mean, most of the time, we have got this idea that if you are online, you won't be taught properly or you will not be exposed to the legal material.
Mm.
ideally, the person who is teaching the face-to-face mode is the same person delivering the online content. So you are exposed to the same material, you're exposed to the same tutor or lecturer who will be taking you through the course. So it's just the mode that is different to allow for that flexibility.
Exactly. Now, you know, sometimes legal studies can be a bit expensive. Are there any financial benefits for the students enrolling current that will enroll in the program?
Okay, so by now we know that when you want to study, higher education is really expensive.
Yeah.
Because you need to now pay the full-fledged registration fees and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we have decided for the period within which the students are to register, which is now ending on the 28th of Feb,
mm-hmm.
Students are required to, or they are allowed to register on a discounted rate. So okay, they still pay the fees,
mm-hmm.
but just to somehow elevate the financial burden, we have reduced the registration fee.
Okay. No, that's a great incentive for people to apply. And so now, speaking of applying, where can interested students apply or maybe seek a little bit more information?
Okay, so we are based in the city center, Post Street Mall. So those that are physically in Vendu can just make a turn
mm-hmm.
and speak to anyone from the admissions office or even from the Faculty of Law.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, they can visit our website at wu.edu.com.na. Mm-hmm. So it's wu.edu.na.
Mm-hmm. And now in terms of, you know, there's various faculties of laws at different institutions that we have around the country. Why should students choose the one at Velvicha University over those other ones?
Okay, so as I've alluded to earlier, most law faculties and law schools have got programs that are designed to address pure legal issues only. So candidates that go through those programs are only designed to become lawyers or legal advisors and purely practice within the area of the law.
Mm-hmm.
However, our program is so diverse and it is complex in the sense that it caters for various areas, even if you don't intend to practice law per se,
yeah.
but you'll be able to work in any area, in any discipline, because mm-hmm. it includes aspects of technology, the fourth and the fifth industrial revolution, and any other aspects that are not purely law, but related to law. So mm-hmm. our program is designed to create or provide graduates that will be able to operate in any sector and in any area
okay.
within our society and beyond.
No, that's very, very interesting, excuse me. So now before we wrap up, do you have any final words for potential applicants out there?
Okay, so education is important. We talk about education shapes the future.
Mm-hmm.
So those candidates or those persons, prospective students who meet the minimum requirements, I just encourage them to hurry and visit our website as well as come physically to the campus and submit the applications because we are willing, we are ready, and we are here to serve them.
Mm-hmm. Helmut, if the phone line flashes, please do a letter so the professor could answer any questions for interested people. Now, thank you very much for joining us, and I encourage the listeners to stay tuned to Eagle FM and to visit the Velvicha website at www.wu.edu.na, as the professor stated. And if you have any questions, please do call in before we let the professor go.
Please do call in. The line is 083-288-401 if you have any question for the professor that is in relation to the new course that they are introducing at Velvicha University, that is the course of law. If you have any question based on what has been discussed so far or just any question that you would like to ask in terms of the information that you need for you to enroll for that course at that particular institution, that is Velvicha University. You can call in if you do have any such question that is at 083-288-401 here on Eagle FM.
Now, we said the deadline is 28th of February. When will the class or the lectures begin?
Okay, so we are still busy with the academic calendar,
okay,
both for the Faculty of Law as well as the university.
Mm-hmm.
But for the courses in law, we are Their ideal dates should be the third week of March.
Excuse me, Professor, just sorry for the interruption. We have a break.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. We commit to bring you lower prices on all the essentials you need. like 4 kg real good chicken, frozen mixed chicken portions for only 198 Namibian dollars 99, and 10 kg everyday or number one maize meal, unsifted maize, for only 109 Namibian dollars 99 each. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 2 March 2025. Only at ShopRite.
No, welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed here on Eagle FM. And in the studio, we have HD and the professor from a university of from Virovitica University, basically walking us through the course of law that's being introduced at that university. And we have discussed in detail over, you know, a few questions that HD was asking the professor, of which he answered. And but if you still have one more question or one or two more questions, the line is 083-288-401. But for the meantime that we are waiting for that, Professor, please continue.
Yeah, so currently we are still open for applications and admissions. And the obviously it differs from program to program. There are various dates on which classes are to commence for various faculties and various programs.
Mm-hmm.
But for the law faculty, we are ideally looking at late March.
Okay.
So towards the end of March. Obviously, once you register and you are in our system, we'll be able to provide you with further details.
Mm-hmm.
But now, ideally, we are looking at the dates of March when classes are to resume, towards the end of March, rather.
Thank you very much for that, Professor. And just to emphasize again, those that are interested in applying, visit www.wu.edu.na. And don't forget, as the professor mentioned, there is a special discount for those applying now, so you really have no reason to not apply. Professor, thank you very much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora estatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Siwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe.
And welcome back. Now it's just you and I as we wait for the Fish Road case to resume. Our team on the ground is already set up, and we are all set and ready to bring you that live stream. And where was I? You see, in this our land of the brave. Yeah, well, I was before the whole not interruption. We've got to pay the bills. Apply. Virovitica University, where everyone is an achiever. I think I read, one too many of their ads last year that motto is stuck in my head. The same way that always prepared paratus is also stuck in my head. So, we were on conundrums, and that is the confusion. Okay. Sorry. The confusion, not really the confusion, the conundrum that the state is dealing with in this case is that of, pardon me, flu kicking in really hard. Nah, I'm good. One thing that was, one thing that was pointed out in the, in the beginning was that, or more like where the fork in the road in terms of how the case should proceed, is that the state is, the state is saying of the frozen assets, the, here we are. The Prevention of Organized Crime Act. If you, if in the previous case you kept hearing, you kept hearing the judge say, poker. Now, well, there you go. Now, well, that's basically the piece of legislation, legislation that has, that outlines, more like in a summary that you are not allowed to benefit for, or more like to send a message out there that, well, crime pays. In other words, you are, we are trying to ensure, the reason of the law is deterrence, to deter people from carrying out criminal activities. Now, if everyone that is carrying out criminal activities is loaded, that will send a message out there that, well, doing crime is going to make you loaded. So to make sure that that message is not sent there, albeit we all know that's the truth, everyone that's, well, they're loaded. So the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, and that is specifically, Section 4 is where is where everything is outlined in terms of, where everything is outlined in terms of what should be, how things should be done to ensure that you are not sending a message out there that someone is loaded because of crime, then that will send everyone on a crime spree because, well, they just lend an infinite money glitch. Now, what does the Prevention of Organized Crime Act say, aka POCA? Not POCA Face or POCA the Game, just whoever came up with this abbreviation was a genius. Because, well, may as well just call it POCA, as in the game of cards. Offenses relating to money laundering. By the way, these are some of the offenses that the Fisher Rod accused are being, this is some of the crimes that Fisher Rod accused are being accused with. Oh, they haven't. Yeah, they are what they are accused with. We yet to, well, it has to go to proving, and then after proving and all that. The court proceeding have started. We're going to get back to, to Section 4, Chapter 3 of Prevention of Organized Crime Act, which is going to dominate today's discussion. And from the look of things, the court case have started